Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is asking for the public's help in locating the vehicle and identifying the driver of that vehicle that was involved in a suspected hit-and-run incident on Fickle Hill Road on Sunday morning. At around 11:40, a woman was found lying injured on Fickle Hill Road after being struck by a vehicle east of Arcata. CHP and Arcata police officers responded to the scene. The victim, identified as 38-year-old Rashawn Lindsay O'Kelly, was taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment of her injuries. The search is on for both the vehicle and the driver. Anyone with information is asked to contact local authorities. A single-vehicle traffic collision closed down Myrtle Avenue for 24 hours from early Saturday morning until early Sunday morning. 20-year-old Malachi Herrera Ayala was driving westbound on Myrtle at Spears when he made an unsafe turn and lost control of his pickup truck. Herrera Ayala left the roadway and collided with a power pole, knocking it over. That power line came down and brought three other power poles down with it across both lanes of Myrtle Avenue, effectively shutting down the roadway. Herrera Ayala was not injured in the crash, and DUI is not considered a factor. However, the driver of a second vehicle ended up in the area between the downed power lines following the initial collision. They were forced to leave their vehicle overnight before it could be safely removed. The roadway was fully open to traffic early Sunday morning. Firefighters from the Arcata Fire Protection District responded to a fire alarm that had been activated at a residence at 2270 Sunset Ridge Lane in McKinleyville on Friday night. There was no one at the residence when fire crews arrived. They summoned sheriff's deputies to gain entry to the house to determine if there was any fire inside. There was no sign of smoke or fire inside the house, but there was a lot of marijuana. More than 600 growing plants were discovered in three of four bedrooms and in the garage. Deputies also found packaged bud, packaging materials, and evidence leading to the identity of the growers. The investigation into those responsible is ongoing. Arcata police arrested an Iowa man on Sunday night after receiving reports from witnesses on the plaza that a man was attempting to sell drugs to passersby. Police contacted 21-year-old James Brady Faust on the plaza and learned that a nationwide arrest warrant had been issued for his arrest for the possession and transportation of methamphetamine and cocaine in Iowa. Brady Faust was found in possession of heroin, mushrooms, and a pound of processed bud, and he was arrested and booked into county jail. If you're interested in what the American Society of Civil Engineers thinks of county roads, you should attend a press conference this afternoon at 1 o'clock on the front steps at the county courthouse. The North Coast branch of the ASCE has conducted a study of the roads and bridges in Humboldt County that fall under the jurisdiction of local governments, including tribal, municipal, and the county. Director of Public Works Tom Mattson will be joined by Dobie Class of Arcata and Sandy Tripp of the Karuk Tribe to discuss the state of the roads and bridges, information that will then be used to inform elected officials as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Happy Camp complex of fires has now scorched more than 96,000 acres as it continues to burn in the Klamath National Forest. All mandatory evacuations for residents in the area have been lifted, although evacuation advisories remain in effect. More than 2,700 personnel are assigned to the fire, and command is being turned over to a CAL FIRE management team today. No structures have been destroyed or damaged, and structure protection remains the top priority as fire crews continue to build containment lines and conduct backburns. Controlled traffic is in effect on Highway 96, and smoke from the fires continues to affect residents, both in the fire area as well as in communities to the north and east. Residents of Ferndale will see restricted traffic movement on Main Street over the course of the next month as a major street paving project begins today. Main Street will be closed beginning today so that the roadway can be replaced. Paving will be done from Bluff Street to Highway 211, and the work is expected to be completed by the end of the month. Traffic and parking restrictions will be in place, and motorists are encouraged to use caution. The investigation into the shooting deaths of Wayne Hammers and Angel Robin Talley continue as detectives focus on the scene of the shooting in Fieldbrook. Early Thursday morning, the suspect, 27-year-old Michael Arriaga, was spotted headed south out of Eureka, and he was pulled over and arrested by deputies at the Singley Hill off-ramp. He was booked on 2 counts of homicide, and bail has been set at $1 million. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.